You're listening to Vatican Radio. Stem the spiral of fear, reject prejudice towards others, and foster a culture of encounter. Those words are at the heart of Pope Francis's message for the Church's 51st World Communications Day, celebrated by Catholics each year on the Sunday before Pentecost. The theme chosen by the Pope this year is Fear Not, For I Am With You, communicating hope and trust in our time. It contains the wish that it will encourage all people to engage in constructive forms of communication and help others to view the world around us with reality and trust. In his message, Pope Francis highlights the need to break the vicious circles of anxiety and fear, not ignoring the tragedy of human suffering, nor being naive and blind to the scandal of evil. Rather, he urges all communicators to work at overcoming feelings of discontent, resignation, or pessimism by focusing on positive solutions to today's problems. Christians, the Pope notes, are called to interpret history through the good news of Jesus himself. All of us can change the way we look at life's events, he said, learning to read reality through a lens that inspires confidence and hope. To find out how this papal message has been received by secular journalists, Alessandro Gisotti spoke to CNN's Vatican correspondent Delia Gallagher.
I think to be realistic, obviously news tends to focus on the bad news because there is a lot of it, because it's also important. But the message of the Pope is not simply one of good news and bad news. In fact, he says we don't need to ignore tragedies. We don't need to have a naive optimism about evil. We have a lot of that going on in the world. So good news doesn't mean not reporting those things. Good news means bringing in different angles to some of those same issues. So, for example, on immigration, you have a general narrative about immigrants, their weight for the economy and the difficulties in assimilating them. But there are stories about well-assimilated immigrants, about immigrants who have jobs and immigrants who are happy to be in their host country and immigrants who are doing good things for their communities. So I think that's where the Pope is leading people and saying, let's try and see if there are other angles to some of these stories that could be brought out more and that would change the way we see some of these issues.
Pope Francis himself is definitely an extraordinary example of a communicator of good news at the service of a culture of encounter. Is there any lesson for journalists, communicators, to learn from his style of communication?
Well, it's hard to imitate Pope Francis, but I think that first and foremost, he's a man who understands the power of the image, and so he is somebody who is able to, let's say, take an encounter with a young blind girl who has to touch his face in order to see him. And that image speaks to his whole message. So the fact that he goes out, you know, going out to the peripheries and meeting with the people is almost as good as many of the times when he's in St. Peter's Square giving a long talk on a Wednesday morning at his audience. He's understood that in today's world, the image is important, and if he is doing things, as we say, walking the talk in English, you know, doing what he's talking about, then that spreads even faster and gets the message across. Conversely, it can have the opposite consequence, which we saw, for example, with the visit of President Trump, because there was a lot of debate about whether the Pope is smiling or the Pope isn't smiling, and you get a picture of the Pope not smiling next to the President, and then that sets the narrative that it wasn't a good meeting, whereas most of us who follow the Pope closely know that he doesn't tend to smile in official photographs with heads of state. So the image is important today, and I think that the Pope has understood that, but the trick for journalists is to explain that image. That becomes our work, and to give the context of that image so that it's properly interpreted. And that's a big challenge today.
Pope Francis often underlines the responsibility for journalists to be accurate, to inform people in a correct and fair way. This is much more important today when some commentators have observed that we are now living in a post-truth era, and we see the rise every day of fake news, especially on social media, isn't it?
It is, and it can often be demoralizing and difficult when you see that news is out there that just isn't correct. partially also because of our means of communication today with, you know, quick tweets or things that don't allow one to get into any kind of real analysis or detail or context. So that is a huge challenge nowadays for any journalist. And the only way, I think, to confront it is to remember the primary goal, which is to be in the service of truth and therefore to say what is true in the most succinct way possible, which is the real challenge today, is that we don't have the luxury of having a lot of time or having a lot of words to write. And so we have to kind of bring the truth down to its real essentials and put it out there. But that has to remain the objective. That is the point, is to report accurately on whatever you have seen or heard. And I think that that is behind everything that the Pope is saying. You know, the service to the truth is the first goal, and to not be afraid. His message, the motto of his message is, you know, fear not, for I am with you. So to not be afraid that even if it seems like it's not going to make much of a difference, you still have a responsibility to say it, if that's what you saw and that's what the facts of the story are.
CNN's Vatican correspondent Delia Gallagher talking to Alessandro Gisotti. And you can find the Pope's message for the 51st World Communications Day on the Vatican website.